sweet viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, here on Supreme Master Television. Today, we are back to visit the Storybook Farm Primate Sanctuary, a non-profit organization located about an hour from Toronto, Canada.
I don't know where, you know, where some of these guys would go if I didn't take them.
Storybook Farm Primate Sanctuary provides a safe and everlasting vegan home for 22 rescued primates who would otherwise be euthanized or endure lives of suffering. They come from places like biomedical research labs, zoos, and even private residences. Storybook's 130 acres is also home to 17 other beautiful animals.
So these guys, one of our girls got from a farm when she found out that they were going to be used as meat. Mm-hmm. She got them. So although it's not a perfect place, it's a happy place.
Storybook Farm Primate Sanctuary was lovingly founded by Sherry Delaney and is owned by her and her husband, Leonard White. Their every day is spent with the animals. They know each of their personalities and stories and understand their needs. Supreme Master Television visited Storybook on a chilly autumn afternoon. Sherry explained the living arrangement for the primates, who have both indoor and outdoor homes here, depending on the weather. As most of them are not used to Canada's cold seasons, they had retreated to the heated indoors.
We have to work harder to keep them emotionally and psychologically healthy, because when you're in the summertime and outdoors, you have the wind, you have the sun, you have the rain, you have all kinds of things that that they can enjoy. When they're in their indoor areas, you have to work harder to keep them their psychological well-being enriched, because really, unfortunately, the sad reality of this is these guys are in captivity, and captivity means a cage. We can't change that. If we could change that, we would change that, but we can't change that. If you were to release these guys into the wild, most of these guys would die. So we have to work very hard, given their reality, and make sure that we make their life the best life that we can.
So it's now dinner time at Storybook Farm Primate Sanctuary. Let's see what's on the menu tonight.
Actually, I need more banana in this one. Can you throw me a couple bananas, please? Here, Leonard. Thank you. So we have banana, cucumber, pepper. George and Susie won't eat pepper. Grapes. Few peanuts, a little bit of bird seed that Sam and Ann put in, and their little cake here with sauce and bird seed, tomato.
Mother, who made grapefruit?
Oh yes, and a couple extra bananas, just because I didn't think they put enough banana in. They won't eat all of this at one time. They'll go back to it a couple of times throughout the night, and then it gets taken out. So there's George, and this is Susie. You wouldn't have met her because she'll hide.
Each resident at Storybook, primate or otherwise, gets his or her own dinner carefully prepared every night. Much like us, supper is a time in the day that they all look forward to.
Hawkins has his food, and Chico has got his, and so he's going to make his way down to see what he's got. He's escaping with his grapes. So he had a little piece of bread, I think, there. Hey, didn't ya? He likes to see what's going on in the barn. He's kind of like the barn manager here. He's got to check and make sure that everything is good in the barn. Right? Right, Pox? Right, Pox? Hey? Yeah. Yeah. So this is a very nice time for them. They've got their dinner, and they're all g- going to enjoy their dinner, and then they will bed down for the night.
Come on in.
He's just going to snooze now, and he's sitting there because the sun is still out. So he might be getting some of the warmth of the sun. See, Chelsea's now gone back to her lettuce that she threw out, and now she's gone through that and is now eating her apple.
Sherry explains the challenge of preparing dinner every night to ensure all the animals have not only well-rounded, nutritious vegetarian meals, but that they are also offered a sense of entertainment. It's a challenge that the staff undertake to offer the animals a happier, more fulfilled lives at Storybook Farm Primate Sanctuary.
So you have to watch that you're feeding out a well-balanced diet with something that's exciting. We have to make it exciting every night. That's a part of their enrichment, is while we're preparing, they're getting, you know, excited that dinner's coming and what's going to be in dinner. And, you know, sometimes what you can do is to make dinner exciting. You're going to put it in a box or a paper bag, because then it makes it a present. It's something very exciting inside that bag, and they enjoy it. In the summertime, when we have the swimming pools going, we will sprinkle blueberries or grapes into the swimming pools so that they go in and they swim around and they try and get their the blueberries or, you know, the grapes or whatever we have going on that given day. So, yeah.
Let's have a look in the kitchen to see how the chefs prepare these enriching plant-based meals for the primates.
This is where it all kind of happens, and we have our walk-in fridge. We've got all of our dried goods here, and the food all gets prepped here before it gets delivered to everybody else. Okay. So these guys, these big bowls are all for the big guys, followed by our small guys, and then our medium-sized guys.
So is this the diet typical to these primates?
Nothing is typical when you're in captivity. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if they were in their natural habitat, they would be foraging, and the foods that they would forage would be seasonal. So what we do here is we offer them a variety of different fruits and vegetables, nuts. We do some other things as well. Again, we have to watch our calorie intake, our dental needs. We try anything that I see in the produce section of the grocery stores that I don't normally, I don't know what it is, we'll try it out. We'll also take some of this stuff and cook it just to add a different texture. We do an organic garden, so a lot of the herbs and that'll come out of the garden. You wouldn't want to eat the same thing every day, neither do they. These guys are thinking, intelligent, caring, feeling animals. And so they need to be, you know, challenged even with this. But what you ideally want to do is you want to give them a balance of, you know, fruits and vegetables that will enhance their already their staple diet of monkey chow, and also give them some excitement and make it interesting. And you do that again by cooking, changing it up, putting it in a box, putting it in a paper bag, and making it exciting. Sometimes you could put a toy in with it. So you can see it's not even just necessarily about the food, it's about the box as well. So as soon as she'll look and she'll figure out what it is she wants, if anything. Well, they'll go through it and they'll pick what they want is like what they'll find is most important to them. Like, yeah. You know, she normally likes her red pepper, but she picked her peach first. So, yeah, she's liking the camera, actually.
Yeah, she sees
her reflection, yeah.
Sherry shares with us a touching story about a friendship that blossomed between Sweet Pea, the baboon, and a frail kitten named Violet.
We had a kitten in here that was very sickly, Violet, and Violet actually spent more time in the vets than she did here. But when she was here, she was able to get under the caging, and she would go in and Pea would pick her up and carry her and groom her, and it was quite amazing. They had quite a friendship, and Violet ended up dying Several weeks went by, and one of our girls brought in those children's CNCs, the kind that you pull the string and it says, you know, it's a horse, and it gives you the horse sound, a dog, it gives you the dog sound. I kept hearing the CNC going that P had, and she kept pulling the cat one, the noise of the cat. So to me, she was missing Violet, you know.
When vegetarianism, the noble way of living, returns, we will continue our dinner at Storybook Farm Primate Sanctuary. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
So much like humans, all the human traits.
So much like humans. With George.
You didn't know their
names? Oh, yes. Oh, without a doubt.
Welcome back to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, here on Supreme Master Television. We are here today at the Storybook Farm Primate Sanctuary, located just outside of Toronto, Canada. At Storybook Farm Primate Sanctuary, the family bond transcends the differences in species. In spending time with them, we realize that each of the 39 animals is quite a character.
And this is Mickey right here. Mick! So Mickey is a marmoset, and she actually was in a pet store in the St. Catharines area. A local animal group worked to shut this pet store down, and they did in fact close this pet store down. And then one of the members worked very hard to find Mickey a home, and they came, met with us, and looked around here, and then they brought her here, and Mickey's been with us for 4 or 5 years now. She's a little bit of a diva. She likes extra special treats, and she likes to sun herself in front of the heat lamps that are in her area. And there is her bed where she goes and snuggles into her blankets at night. She's definitely the diva of the barn.
Every individual at Storybook is considered a precious member of the family. Besides having food as nourishment, these sentient animals need love and social interactions to thrive, much like humans do.
I mean, the food is their most important thing. Mm-hmm. There is the element of friendship in that. Mm-hmm. You know, we are their family, so, you know, if you're here in an afternoon and you're not feeding, you're doing other things or whatever, mm-hmm. We all take the time to spend quality time with them, so it might be sitting on the floor there and letting her groom you, or you grooming her, you know, or holding hands, or just talking, or, you know, she likes to show you her boot. Leonard and I are the ones that they see every day, you know, and we are their monkeys, really, you know, we are a group.
So basically they sort of create that, their own family.
They do.
Within, among humans.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, they sense when you care. A true sanctuary is there for the good of the animal, to change the animal's life, to make it a better place for the animal. And, you know, the animals aren't on display, and that's why we are not open to the public. It's because it's a respect for them and their life.
Well, it's a lot of work. It's a large undertaking. And for all the love that we give these animals, I think they know, and I believe that they understand why they're here. And we're doing our best for them.
So we are going to continue working on behalf of the animals and on behalf of our poor battered planet in Ontario, and just do what we can for as long as we can.
In closing the chapter of our visit to Storybook Farm Primate Sanctuary, we convey our appreciation to Sherry and Leonard Delaney and all the devoted staff for providing a haven for these beautiful, thinking, feeling animals. Sherry offered her parting words of inspiration.
There's a lot of bad in this world, but there's a lot of good in this world too. And there's a lot of people trying to make change. And you know what? That's how you bring the message about, and that's how we change this planet, by getting the message out, by telling people, by spreading the word and inspiring other people. And I don't have the ability to do that. Supreme Masters does. And I thank you for coming here today and seeing what we do. And maybe this will inspire other people, not necessarily to come here, but maybe to do their own thing. And we can all change this world, you know, a little bit at a time by doing our own thing.
To further its good work in fostering a loving home for primates and other animals, Supreme Master Ching Hai is donating $10,000 to Storybook Farm Primate Sanctuary with gratitude and all her love. Visit StorybookFarmPrimateSanctuary.com to learn more about the happy beginnings and happenings at Storybook Farm Primate Sanctuary. Gracious viewers, thank you for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. May all lives on our planet coexist harmoniously, happily ever after.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.